You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join our team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 22nd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Life is flying by, Cakes. Almost to April.
Cakes is here doing some sort of a stretch or some ritual.
Not wishing at all that I was still in my warm, toasty bed.
No, why would you want that? Why would you want that?
That would be terrible. Why are we doing that?
Jason Bishop is here.
Happy Friday. We got to another one. Happy Friday. Yeah.
Did you catch any of the late games in March Madness, Mr. Bishop?
I saw the end of the Kentucky game, watched that whole game, and didn't see the 9 or 10 o'clock tips.
Well, The Kentucky game was the biggest story of...
It's a great story.
That was a fun game.
Day one. Mm-hmm. I know that you can talk about the first four Tuesday and Wednesday, but to me, day one is Thursday.
Yeah,
and Kentucky, the last 4 years...
Yep.
There's some heat on John Calipari. So 4 years ago, they missed the tournament.
100%.
The next year, they're the 2 seed, losing the first round.
Yep. Lost to St. Peter's, I think.
Yep. Then they're a 6 seed last year. They did win one game.
Right.
But lost in the second round. And then this year, a 3 seed and losing the first round.
Well, look, I mean, by the way, there is heat. Kentucky fans are not happy, and
those fans are maniacs. Now, they have reason to be unhappy, but they are maniacs.
The problem is he's owed $33 million. So now if he gets another job, you don't pay him the entire buyout. But if he doesn't, it's $33 million. Can Kentucky afford that? I'm sure they can.
It's a lot of dough to be owed.
They're not happy about what's going on there. And, you know, Calipari hasn't really swayed from his recruiting system of recruiting stud freshman every single year and then losing those guys to the NBA after 1 or 2 years. He hasn't really taken advantage of the portal like a lot of other teams, and Oakland was much older. But the story of the game was Jack Golkey. I mean, this kid took 355 shots this year and 347 were threes.
That's all he does.
Yes. And Kentucky
specialist
all year, not just in this game, all year, Kentucky was bad, really bad at defending the three ball. That's their Achilles heel. They can't do it. And I don't know if it's because, you know, these kids coming out of high school, if they're not really asked to defend, you know, as much as just score. But when you get into big-time NCAA tournament games against older teams that know how to play, you got to be able to defend, and they just couldn't do it.
The other part of it is they weren't hitting their threes. So they shot almost as many threes as Oakland. They took 28 three-pointers.
They were
Oakland
rushing
took 31.
Shots, too, especially late.
Kentucky was taking bad shots, offense. I mean, I'm sure Calipari knows all the coaching principles that other coaches have, but it appears he just rolls the ball out and says, go. I know that there's way more to it, but that's kind of the reputation, right, that he's not necessarily – he's a great recruiter, not necessarily a great sideline coach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you're recruiting young players like that and throwing them out there, they play fast, all right? That's what they do. It's the way they play. You saw it. I mean, they like to just get up and down the floor. but defensively, they're just not good enough. And these kids who are 18 years old probably weren't asked to do that in high school.
And especially if they know they're only going to be at Kentucky for 1 or 2 years maximum for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why would they all of a sudden start playing defense if they haven't been doing it in high school?
And I'm sure they're
AAU.
Trying to teach it there, but, you know, it's hard to teach an 18-year-old to go out there and play defense against a 24-year-old who's been playing college basketball for 5 years. I don't know. It's just that's what he's getting criticized about, and I don't know. I mean, he may have coached his last game at Kentucky.
That guy, Golke, that's the guy that Maryland should have found, EB. Wow. Now, Maryland couldn't find a shooter. This year needed a shooter. This guy was in Division II.
I mean, he's got to be a senior because he looks butt old.
He was
already a senior last year in Division II.
He played D2 ball. Yeah.
I don't think he has any eligibility left.
Like, no, he's 24.
I know. I'm saying that him. He is scour Division II is my point.
He's going to be the guy that's balling at like LA Fitness, you know, when he's like 50.
Yeah.
Just raining.
He's from the same town.
People disrespect him when he walks in until he takes
I think he went to the same
shots.
High school as the Watts. I think he's from the same town or went to the same high school as the Watt brothers. But, you know, the incredible side of the story of Oakland is their coach has been there for how many years?
40.
40, right?
40 years.
It's pretty full-on lifer.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And they said he had coached one of the kids' dads, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible story. But, yeah, I mean, the heat is on Calipari, no doubt. And he says he's not going to sway from recruiting all these stud freshmen. He's got a ton of them coming in next year.
He's going to keep recruiting the freshmen. Meanwhile, the guy who beat him, all right, was 10 for 20 on three-pointers, finished with 32 points. Golke was not a five-star coming out of college. Not a four, not a three, not a two, not a one. A zero-star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he talked about it after the game. He said, I wasn't good enough to play D1. He says, I just wasn't a good enough player.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly he got better. He got better at D2, gave his coach at D2 a lot of credit for making him better. And then he gets to Oakland, and he's just a three-point specialist. Calipari had to have known that, and they still couldn't defend it.
He went to Hillsdale for 5 years, Cakes. So this is his sixth year.
So Kentucky's got a kid, the 10th prospect in the country from White Plains, New York, coming in next year. His name's Boogie Fland. All right, he's coming to Kentucky. They've got the 11th prospect, Jaden Quaintance, coming to Kentucky, who's from Raleigh, North Carolina. They've got the 14th prospect in the country from Atlanta, Carter Knox, coming in. Mm-hmm. So you've got three of the top 14. All right, go down to number 20, Billy Richmond from Camden, New Jersey. So he's got four of the top 20 prospects coming in next year, right? And you assume they're going to lose, you know, the Shepherds and the Dillinghams who are going to be first-round picks. But he's just going to replace them with these 18-year-old kids. And probably not, you know, he's got eight freshmen on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not going to take advantage of the portal and get some fourth and fifth-year seniors, that's what he's getting criticized about.
But it's exciting. We talked about this.
How about the Survivor pool? Survivor pool went from 16 to 6 one day.
Got thinned out with the quickness.
Yep. Cakes and Drab out with BYU.
Yeah, I mean, I thought BYU was a decent play against Duquesne.
I would have taken that too, probably.
What are you going to do?
A bunch of donks took Kentucky, of course. Yeah.
Four guys took Kentucky.
And then a couple guys took Mississippi State. Hey, so
Drab, our Friday is freed up. We don't have to pick a game now. We're all good. We're off the hook.
I wasn't really sweating it either way. I mean, taking a stab in the, you know, at it.
I mean, upsets all
the
time.
It's $10.
And 11-6.
It's not like you put $100.
It's not like you can just pick the one seeds every game. Right. You got to save them.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's all good.
Yep.
It is what it
is. I took a two seed because I think they could get bounced, you know, later in the tournament. So I'm looking at a four
but
seed
I was
today.
I was so stubborn that I had to make my money back, even though it was only $10. So I live bet North Carolina toward the end of the game at like minus 10,000.
How did that work out?
Big winner.
What'd you win, 10 cents?
No, I bet $800 to win 8.
Oh, my God.
I did that move because it was...
Had 800 in your account?
I think I have $848 when I placed the bet. So I placed an $800 wager to win $8.
Now, at the beginning of the game...
This is like with 11 minutes left.
Okay.
And Carolina's smashing Wagner. And I was like, why wouldn't I make $8 here?
That's funny.
Boop, press the button, made $8. So now I'm just in the hole $2.
I just don't even have the balls to do that.
I did it.
Were you nervous when you hit 10?
Not really. Yeah. I didn't check the score.
You couldn't even really contemplate losing that.
Well, I mean, Carolina was up, I think, 14 or 16 points with 11 minutes left.
Oh. Yeah, they were going to lose that.
Like, they're not going to lose that game. They're just
it just takes
away.
A lot of stones.
I'll do that
to
again
it.
Today, too, by the way.
Oh, it's going to bite you. It's going to bite
well,
you.
It very eventually. Well might. It yeah. could bite me, but yesterday, it didn't.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Well, somebody probably did that with Nevada yesterday.
I know.
Yeah,
hey, you're up 17 points, 7 minutes left. Yeah. Let me put $850 on this.
I bet on a 1 seed. I didn't bet on a donk. I think Nevada, a 10 seed. 10 seed?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, not betting on those dogs.
Yeah, 10 was Nevada. Was
yeah, it was
a
10-7 matchup.
Yep. Steve Alford goes down again.
I'll bet on the 1 seed that's up big, though.
Can you imagine just being up 17, just trying to, you know, take care of the ball.
Right.
Take pretty good shots. Burn clock. And then Dayton's just flying back, hitting threes left and right. I mean, that was an incredible comeback. Incredible. But that's the tournament for you.
Well, also Nevada scored 4 points in the final 7 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't shoot. They couldn't. They just got gassed. They looked gassed.
How did people do generally in the first segment, like the morning wave or whatever? Because I was texting with Steven, and he said he got all but one.
I think at one point, like in mid to late afternoon, I saw a tweet that there were only like 2.3% of perfect brackets left.
So there
and it wasn't even through the end of the first full day.
Hmm.
You know, Kentucky losing, the Nevada Dayton upset, even though that was a 10-7.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
well, 3-11s beat 6s, right?
Yes.
3-11 seeds.
Duquesne,
advanced.
Oregon, and NC State all won.
Who's left in the survivor pool? So you had 16 players. You and I are left. I think Bodie's left.
Yeah, my buddy Greg is left. He took Oregon. Valdez took the Zags. He's up. B. Mitch took Illinois.
Nice.
So you got 6 guys left.
I did like how Drab was lashing out at people on Twitter about Gonzaga, like, getting slept on against a lot of people. McNeese State was a sexy pick against Gonzaga, and the Zags came out, put the boots to them.
I don't know if I was lashing out, but there was a lot of Will Wade praise this week
there
and
a lot
of disrespect for Gonzaga,
yeah.
Who has made 25 straight tournaments,
right.
Hasn't lost in the first round in 15 years,
right.
John Calipari. 15 years they've won a first round game
I like
in
how
a row.
You pointed that to Calipari.
All right, they've made, I think, 8 straight Sweet 16s.
Mm-hmm.
What's to complain about? They're just a good, awesome March team.
Right.
That being said, Drabby took BYU and not Gonzaga.
Well, I was saving them.
Yeah, he's trying to save
saving
Zags.
Them. Saving my Zags.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, McNeese's best player, that kid Wells, went 6 for 25.
I right.
mean, he's a really good player and played great in their conference tournament, but he went 6 for 25.
EB, you were the ultimate winner in the survivor pool by not participating.
Because... Well, I just didn't have to worry about it.
I mean, I didn't have to submit a pick. Didn't have to lose $10.
Yeah.
Who would you have taken, you think?
I probably would have taken BYU. I mean, I didn't think Duquesne was going to win. First time they've been in a tournament in 50 years.
Yeah, yep. But they just got sneakers from LeBron.
Yeah, what is the LeBron connection? Did that guy coach
for him? He coached
him
in high school, yeah. He's
an assistant?
He's an Akron guy.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He wasn't the head guy, because the head guy, I remember him.
Not only were there surprises in college basketball, but the Wizards won last night.
Look at the Wiz.
Against Sacramento. That's a surprise.
Got to check tankathon.com.
Didn't even pay attention to that. Didn't even know they were playing.
Beat Sacramento. I mean, Sacramento's a good team.
I know.
Sacramento, I think, fell into the play-in tournament with Dallas winning last night. So Dallas is the sixth seed in the West.
Despite
a lot
that
of competition
win,
in the West.
Washington still holds the worst record in the league by one game over Detroit. Mm-hmm. Detroit is trying hard to catch them. They've lost four in a row.
Did you see the announcement that the G League is going away?
I did not.
Yeah. I didn't see that the G League was going away. I think it was the G League Ignite team.
Oh, just that one team?
Just that one team.
They're the elite high school players joining forces on one team.
Oh, okay.
So the Capital City Go-Go is still
safe? Okay, Capital City Go-Go is still fine.
They're still with us?
Gotcha. Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Johnny Davis needs a home.
He needs some place to play. Mm-hmm. Poor Johnny Davis. He just gets piled on all the time.
Well, anyway. First full day of March Madness lived up to the hype. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. Also today, Kevin McCarthy joins us at 7 o'clock to talk movies. Entertainment reporter for Fox 5, John Feinstein at 8 o'clock for Fridays with Feinstein. And an old friend, Brandon Lang, is going to join us.
Oh, he's resurfacing?
We're going to get his insight.
I think he texted me
on the Shohei
Ohtani controversy. But I didn't recognize the number, and I didn't understand the text.
Now it makes sense?
Well,
did
it
he text something about talk to you tomorrow on
no,
the show?
No, he just said, he goes, haven't talked to you in a while. He said, Bell Lang?
Moron.
It said Bell
Loser.
Lang.
I don't know.
Area code of 310?
Actually, I have his number. I had to go through somebody else to get a hold of him.
Oh, okay.
But I reached out to him because Valdez and I were talking. We want to get like a Vegas insider, handicapper's perspective of what probably really is going on with the Ohtani deal. He's accusing massive theft. Why does the interpreter have $4.5 million of credit? How off does that happen?
Loser.
Man, so, I haven't spoken to him. Yeah, I love him. I haven't spoken to him in...
It's been years since we've had him on.
I want to say it's probably before COVID.
I miss his
it's been
waffles.
Years.
His waffles are the special ingredient.
Is he still picking winners and stuff? Like, he's still doing his bit?
I assume.
Do you know? Or
I mean, his website's still up.
It is.
I assume that's what he's doing. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll talk to Brandon Lang coming up at 8:20. Don't want to miss it. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.